Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review. And I have a new movie that just dropped on Netflix a couple days ago, and it's currently trending number one as of this podcast anyway. And it's called The Harder They Fall. Now, this one is a Western, which I don't think I've done one of those on this podcast yet. Didn't know much about it other than it was dubbed a black Western. And let me rant on that just for a second here. Can we get rid of, like, the race qualifications for movies? Why couldn't it just be just a Western? Why is it labeled like a black movie? Yes, it does have a predominantly black cast, but anyone can watch it. It's just a movie. It's entertainment. You can enjoy it or not enjoy it. It's just a movie. But anyway, let me get off my soapbox off of that. This does have an awesome cast of established and upcoming actors. Idris Elba, Delroy Lindo, Lakeith Stanfield, Regina King, the new guy, Jonathan Majors, the new writer, director, James Samuel. I think that's how you say his name. James, spelled a little weird. Not familiar with his work. I believe this is his first feature film, and good for him to get all these excellent actors for his first time up. So I really hope his story and direction does them justice, because I know the performances are all going to be good. These are all great actors. So what is this one about? Well, we open up with the man sitting down at dinner with his wife and son when there's a knock on the door. He answers, and he clearly knows this man. Yeah, he looks as though he's seen a ghost, actually. He sits down at the dinner table, doesn't say a word. Now, the man begins to say, leave his family out of this, it's just between me and you. Spoiler free, he doesn't leave his family out of it. In fact, he leaves the son a little souvenir of the encounter. Now, we time jump years later, and a young man who now has a gang that robs banks. Actually, doesn't rob banks, he robs bank robbers. His name is Nate Love. He gets revenge on a man from the past, and he's ready to kind of just chill out, shut everything down, when he hears rumors that the man that killed his father is being released from prison. His name is Rufus Buck. That's the Elba character. And he thought he was going to be in prison forever and never really able to get his revenge. And now that he's getting out, he will have the opportunity to, you know, avenge his father. However, you know, Buck has this whole town and whole gang and a reputation of how ruthless they are. And actually, that's pretty much where I'm going to stop. I'm not going to dive too much deeper into the plot other than that. From there, Nate has to kind of like round up his group of people to kind of go up against Rufus and his gang and figure out where he is and, you know, get the revenge he so desires. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at an 86% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 93%, with over 50 reviews. That's a pretty high score. So what did I think? Well, let's get to the positives. This, you know, was an excellent cast. I mean, I said that from the top before I even started, and yeah, they did not let down. Idris is always great, but, you know, he doesn't play a bad guy very often. He's very good in a in the bad role. He's very sinister in this. But Lakeith Stanfield as Cherokee Bill and Regina King as treacherous Trudy Smith, those names kill me, they're equally as good. And, you know, they were in evil roles too, and they don't play those kind of roles normally either. But in fact, like I said, I got to give a shout out to the whole cast. Whoever did the casting on this did an excellent job. Was really good. Now, the story itself, it does the job, but it's nothing you haven't seen before. But it's done with such pizzazz and, you know, such a sense of awareness of itself and style and the way it was shot, some of the camera angles, the soundtrack, just all of it works for me. I don't think the director missed on one of the, you know, little different things he tried to do. I don't think he missed on any of it. I think all his choices worked here. However, it's not all positive. There are some negatives here. The gunfights. Now, don't get me wrong. The gunfights were super stylish. But I just didn't like the way they were choreographed. Again, they looked great, but I hate it when characters have that plot armor until it's clearly time for them to die. And by plot armor, I mean they write it into the plot that this, you know, character is invincible until they decide that it's not. So the good guys can just walk down the middle of the street, out in the open. Guys are shooting at them. They never get hit. They're mowing down dozens of guys from every angle and never reloading. I hate that with a passion. I don't like it when they do the fights like that. Now, it's supposed to be this high-stakes situation, but it never really felt that way. Till they decided it was time for one of them to die, which is always telegraphed before it happens. You know that it's like, okay, here's a scene where this particular character is now not safe anymore, is going to die. So they kind of set it up that way. Again, the story is just okay, but they could have hidden the twist a little bit better. It would have made a bigger impact on the ending had I not known the twist way back in the beginning of the movie. And it's not something that's really a big secret. You're going to figure that out if you pay a little bit of attention. There's one part where they give it away. But yeah, I'm pretty sure most people will catch it. And the ending, I was pretty lukewarm on the ending. That final confrontation just didn't work for me. They built up to this point. Now, again, there was a bunch of action. It's all very well done, but it just felt a bit empty to me because it didn't feel like there was any gravity to it. There's this great, like, monologue, too, that Rufus, you know, Idris does at the end that doesn't really lead anywhere. It's just this unsatisfying conclusion. And the little cliffhanger thing that they did at the end, that wasn't needed. This is a one-off story. Please don't try to make a sequel. I can't think of another story to tell with this particular character without forcing it into something. But anyway, I don't want to beat up on this one too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yes, I enjoyed this one very much. I'll put this one right at an 88% on the Rotten scale to stay consistent. While done very well, those shootouts at the end were pretty low stakes because of the invincibility of Nate's gang. Until it was telegraphed that they were supposed to die. And the overall generic nature of the story and the ending, like I said, I really wasn't that high on. But it's done with such style. Like I said, from the direction and a lot of the dialogue, which I didn't mention. I think Lakeith Stanfield has some really clever dialogue in here well, too, when he was on the train, he was talking to the people. It's just really well done. I mean, I enjoyed the dialogue a lot. It wasn't a Tarantino-level dialogue, which everyone knows. If you don't know, I'm telling you now, I'm a huge fan of Tarantino. It wasn't that level, but it reminded me some of the ways that the conversations went. Kind of reminded me a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit of Tarantino. But anyway, I like this one a lot, and I look forward to what else this director has in store. I mean, because if he does this with this material, can't wait to see what he does next. And, and this is a bit long at 2:17, so make sure you carve out enough time to watch it. I mean, I'm only mentioning that because, yeah, I mean, 2 hours and 17 minutes is a time investment for most of us. But it's a must-watch for anyone that enjoys Westerns or just action in general. Or if you just want to support the black movie, in quotation marks, I guess you can do that too. But I suggest this is a movie for everybody to watch. Must for the weekend anyway. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production. Mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Facebook, Instagram, all of my posts will be there. The links and posters of what I just watched as well, up on all streaming platforms. So yeah, definitely check me out. Might be a busy weekend for me. So I do have one other movie that I have locked and loaded. If I have time to record it, I will. And there's one other movie that I might drop, maybe, maybe not if I have time, but we will see. But anyway, thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.